Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Hey, it's camp house time again at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate that. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care works to settle the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper, and it does it safely over a period of time. Come see me at bbkoradio.com to learn more about Calming Care for your dog. Well, a week has passed since we last got together, but things haven't changed very much. Coronavirus still is the topic of all conversations, and constant reminders are everywhere we go when we're allowed to go anywhere. Face masks and gloves and shortages. You look at a handle on a gas pump differently. Door handles at a convenience store. You hold your breath when people walk past you. You pick up a gallon of milk and wonder if it has COVID bacteria on its exterior. Life has changed, not only in our little neck of the woods, but all over the globe. My Bible and my Lord give me peace. And that seems to be the only solid peace there is anymore. Truth is, that's the only solid peace there's ever been. All of my life, I've greatly enjoyed God's creation, the waters and the woods. They've always been extremely special to me, and now they're even more special. Time on the bow of a boat, the solitude of the turkey woods, as special as they were, are even more comforting now. You probably feel the same way, and I think there's a whole new group of people that are going to be headed outdoors for that peace and comfort that only the lake or a stream or a path through the pines can bring. Hey, if you're one of those newbies that would like to learn how to hunt, fish, enjoy the outdoors maybe with your kiddos, welcome. Glad you're here. We have something just for you on the show today. Scott McClure joins us from the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation with some good suggestions for parents that are home with kids that would like to learn more about the outdoors. How's the coronavirus affecting conservation work around the globe? Corey Mason, Executive Director of the DSC, will join us to talk about it. And we're going to go turkey hunting with a 410 for you seasoned pros that have killed lots of turkeys with your trusty old 12 or 20. Linda Powell from Mossberg is going to talk to us about a couple of 410s that they're producing that are especially for turkeys. And hey, it's springtime. Those big bass are up close to the shore on beds. Great time to go flipping and pitching. We're going to do that with the master himself, Gary Klein, talking about his favorite way to fish the spawn. Coming up a little later. Glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Here in Texas, north of Interstate 10, it's opening day of turkey season. South of I-10, the general season opened up back on March 21st, runs through May 3rd. But here in North Texas, it opens up today and runs through May 17th. Jason Harden's job with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is to keep an eye on those turkeys all year long. He knows what they're up to. And he says we had a great hatch last year. And if the current green conditions hold and the weather doesn't heat up too early here in Texas, boy, it's going to be another great year of turkey population growth, perfect nesting and hatching conditions. Take the kids. There's a bunch of young birds running around after that tremendous hatch last year. I hope by the time the sun sets today that I've got a bird or two in my freezer. Lots of videos online to tell you, show you how to field dress your turkey, but one of the best, simplest methods for removing those breasts comes from Chuck Sykes. He's the director of Alabama's Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries Division. How to field dress your turkey. Got a link to that video for you at bbkoradio.com. Disease is canceling both Lookout Mountain, Rocky Mountain Bighorn sheep hunts in northeastern Oregon this year. No, it's not COVID, but it is a respiratory disease. Bighorn sheep suffer greatly from pneumonia. This is a new strain that we don't have a drug for that has infested most of the herd in northeastern Oregon. The canceled hunts are in the Lookout Mountain unit east of Baker City, Oregon. In Washington, they're canceling everything. Spring, youth, turkey hunts, youth weekend, canceled. It was to be this weekend. In addition, 6 game management units that were scheduled to open up on April 1st for spring bear hunting closed. And the state of Washington has shut down all recreational fishing and shell fishing statewide, trying to stop the spread of coronavirus. West Virginia, on the other hand, they want you to get out there. West Virginia residents throughout the month of April don't need a fishing license. Just get outside and go, they say. Fortiflora is America's number one canine probiotic from the trusted name Purina. If you own a dog, hey, they're going to suffer from GI upset from time to time. Keep Fortiflora in the fridge. Keep it handy. I'll save you $5 off your next order. Come see me at bbkoradio.com. In New Mexico, they say watch out for the internet. Don't believe everything you read there. False rumors floating around on social media that the New Mexico Department of Game and Fish is not going to have the big game draw, or that it won't be out on time. The department says hogwash. There have been a bunch of prank posts, and the department recommends you not clicking on those links provided by any of those hoax sites.
Hi, I'm Walter Parrott, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoors men and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
There's a Marksman Firearms store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman Firearms stores... We're ready for spring, whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays. We've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range, and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world, human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
Hey, that's my friend Corey Mason, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club. He's going to join us a little later on in the show talking about how this COVID mess has affected conservation and outdoor business around the world. It's a devastating blow to many, and the wildlife world is not excluded. Right now, though, I'm going to jump on that Big Billy Kender Outdoors trot line and go way down to the Brazos River bottoms along Interstate 20 of Texas, out west of Weatherford, and talk to my buddy Scott McClure. Scott is with the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation and has been since the get-go, since day one. Scott, always a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Big Billy. It's good to be back, and it's good to hear your voice, my friend.
I tell you what, you guys never stop. Even when there's a bad virus going around the globe, you never stop educating our next generation. Tell folks exactly what the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is, in case there's one soul left out there that doesn't know you.
Absolutely. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we go by the OTF. We are engaged in outdoor education. We provide a curriculum to schools for physical education or their wildlife classes, and we get kids involved in the outdoors that are not involved. So students that want to take a PE class and learn something new, we teach archery, fishing, hunter education, backpacking, camping, survival skills as a PE class, and we're doing that now online. So we're using technology to get kids in the outdoors.
Absolutely, yeah, and I want to talk to you a little bit about that and how people might benefit from what you're doing during this downtime when schools are closed and communities are kind of all locked up at home together. You guys are offering learning from home series. Now, is this available only to schools and classes that are official OTF outdoor curriculum schools?
No, we've actually opened it up, so I'll explain the two different platforms. For your general population and for our outdoor enthusiasts, for our donors, and for parents that just want to get students and get their children involved in the outdoors, we are posting every few days a new activity on our Facebook page. So it's Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation on Facebook. And just like recently, we posted a deal learning 20 different knots. And you can sit there and they're video based. You can learn to tie all of these knots. And that's something that you can use for a lifetime. And then we'll have another one that'll come about tying knots for fishing. So kids can practice that using even their shoestrings if they don't have fishing line. And we'll continue to post things that students can do. But we really want to get kids outside. You know, if you're in a city, in an urban area, you can get on the balcony and you can enjoy the sunshine and being outside. We're going to post a deal about look, listen, and record. You know, there are sounds out there. Yeah, there's planes and cars and trucks and traffic, but you might hear birds and things that you haven't heard, or bugs or insects or frogs at night. Then go see what it is. Go research it. Try to figure out what you're doing that may be different from what you've normally done. So that's one platform. The other platform is by invitation. It is a Facebook page, but it's to our outdoor adventure teachers or any teacher that teaches outdoor skills. You have to go in there and answer a few questions to verify that you're an educator. This is where teachers are going and posting all their lessons that they're doing all across the country. And so we have teachers in there sharing ideas and building off of that so that they're not hamstrung by this. And they're taking our curriculum and adapting it through platforms, through schools, so kids in these communities can still get involved in the outdoors.
Wow. Hey, I knew you guys were on top of it, but you're on top of it even more than I anticipated, Scott. Hey, and
well, it's a different time, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. We want to direct people to your website so that if they missed any part of this, they can go there and pick it up and also learn more about maybe how to get the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation curriculum involved in their school, in their classrooms, or maybe how they can contribute to the cause.
Absolutely. Thank you. Our website is gootf.com. So it's gootf.com. Or you can even actually Google Outdoor Adventures Education, and that'll take you to our website. When you're there, you can learn all about our education programs. And if a school wants to bring in Outdoor Adventures as a PE class, any PE class, K through 12, anywhere in the United States can teach this curriculum. It is approved. We're in 35 states, and we are growing by leaps and bounds. And, the outdoors has no bias. Everybody can enjoy it. But someone needs to teach them how to do it, and that's what we do. And so that's one area they can go. And if you're a donor and you want to support what we're doing, you can do that online as well. I would love to have you. And then as a member, we will continue to give you new updates so you can see how we're impacting schools and impacting our future generation of conservationist hunters and anglers.
Wonderful. Thank you, Scott, as always, for your time. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Calming Care. If you've got that overactive dog, the one that won't settle, and now that we are all on lockdown in our homes, he's wearing thin on your nerves because he just won't stop. Come see me at bbkoradio.com and take advantage of that $5 coupon off your next order of Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Folks are loving the results. It calms the overactive dog very safely and gently. Calming Care. Scott McClure with the OTF had some great ideas on how to work with the kids and keep their outdoors education going while we are all at home. Another great idea is to put a bow in the hands of those youngsters. Maybe you live somewhere where they can step outside and shoot in the backyard a little bit. Next thing you know, just like Alani, they'll be shooting in the National Archery in the Schools program. How long have you been shooting a bow?
I actually just started this year, the school year.
Okay, so just a few months ago?
Yeah.
And how did you get into it?
Well, before, when I was younger, I'd started soccer, and then I started to do tennis in seventh grade, and I wasn't good at either of them. I figured that, like, sports with, like, balls and stuff I wasn't really good at, so I decided to try something different, completely different, like archery.
Yeah. And do you have any archers in your family? Is your dad a shooter? Your mom a shooter? Do you know anyone that shoots, or did you, before you started this?
No, actually, I'm the first one who's probably ever actually picked up a bow.
All right. You're leading the pack here. That's fun. And you found out what when you started shooting that bow?
Well, I found out that it was, like, actually a lot easier than it seemed. It seemed a little difficult to me at first, but then once you get used to it, it's like a lot easier.
Yeah, okay. Your coach is sitting right over here. Since you've done this a few months now, do you think you could take him, head to head in a little tournament?
Maybe. I mean.
Oh, she's feeling it, coach. She's feeling good. She's feeling good. So you've made some progress and you're pretty confident in your shooting now.
Yeah, I think I'm.
Do you just shoot in class, or is this something that you do outside the classroom as well?
For now, I just shoot in the class, but eventually I'll try and start to join an archery club or something.
Yeah,
maybe.
Very good. Yeah, and I'm sure you can see that when you have kiddos, when you have little ones, this is something you can do with them. It's a lot of fun. My little granddaughter started shooting when she was two.
Wow.
Yeah. You give a two-year-old a bow and let her pop a balloon, she's hooked for life. So that's all you have to do. They're hooked for life. So what's your favorite part of this? Is it being around the other kids that like to shoot? Is it trying to better your skills? What is it?
It's my favorite part would probably be like focusing and all that. It sort of like gives you better attention skills. So
yeah.
That's sort of, I need that too.
Right. So, muscle memory, when you first started doing this, did your shoulders and your arms get real sore?
Yeah, it's mostly my fingers. Like, they start to hurt after I hold the string for too long, but I get used to it, like, pretty easily.
I get carried away. You know, I'll put my bow up, like, this time of year in January, and then I get lazy, and I won't pick it up again until
June, and I'll start getting ready for hunting seasons in the fall and late summer, and I overdo it. I'll go out and I'll shoot 200 times or 150 times in an afternoon. The next day I can't move. You think that's because I'm out of shape or because I'm just really old?
I don't really want to say.
Okay, that's a smart girl right there. You get an A in archery today. Hey, have fun shooting today. I hope you do well.
Thank you.
Have you shot other tournaments?
No, this is my first tournament.
First one. Are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's just another target and another bow. Go out and shoot straight.
All right. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Dr. James Kroll. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges, and drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, M-A-N-U-F. com.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM-8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM-8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. Some things just can't be improved upon. Take a traditional South Dakota pheasant hunt, for example. A brisk morning with only time, a trusted dog, and a field full of wild pheasants ahead of you. As step by step you trace the finest hunting heritage known to man, the history is thick in the fresh, clean air as you raise your gun and claim your part of this legendary South Dakota paradise. Now, throw in good friends and family in the lakeside cabins with a sprawling front porch, private bed and bathrooms, high-def TV in each room to catch the game, the award-winning restaurant and bar just steps away from your cabin, and a string of dogs to help you hunt the 35,000 acres that Spring Creek Resort South Dakota has acquired with you in mind. Maybe some things can be improved upon. Come see what we have for you at Spring Creek Resort, just north of Pierre, South Dakota. SpringCreekSD.com.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kender. This show is Big Billy Kender Outdoors. We're heard on great AM/FM radio stations and Sirius XM all across the United States and Canada. And you can catch a podcast anytime at your convenience, bbkoradio.com, for the complete list of podcast carriers. And hey, we're on all of them, Spotify, Apple iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeart. Just tell them you want the free weekly download of Big Billy Kender Outdoors. They'll send it to you, no charge. You listen when you want. You know, with this COVID outbreak all over the globe and groceries hard to come by in some places at times, those of us with a lot of wild game in the freezer and that serve up a lot of wild game and fish to our families are really happy to have it. Outside of the nutritional value, just the peace of mind that being able to harvest and serve delicious, healthy meals to your family, well, that's quite a comfort. Joe Masacchio joins me now from Cinnamon Creek Archery and Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. Joe, just because it's not deer season doesn't mean spring and summer we can't go out and harvest delicious food for our families.
No, actually, if you're going out there filling your feeders or you're going to go shoot exotics or turkeys or anything of that sort, I mean, all the way to June or even 4th of July sometimes that, you know, people will bring stuff in.
Yeah.
So.
What are some things we can do with a hog? I try to always keep a Cinnamon Creek feral hog in my freezer. What are some things that we can do with our hogs?
Well, basically, you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog, and we've limited the number of items that you could do. So, you know, because the hogs, they don't normally have that much meat on them. The ribs are always good, and people don't think so. But, you know, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller, and then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. So, yeah, the tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. They take less than 4 minutes to cook them in a microwave, or you can steam them. I wouldn't put them in the oven because you dry them out, but if you steam them, it's just like you just made them.
Yeah.
And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, you know, brats, all that kind of stuff. So
I love your German sausage and your taco meat. I've noticed it's pre-season. We don't add anything at home. We just fry it up and go.
Now it almost looks like turkey when you're cooking the hog taco meat. It's really good.
Yeah. You know, a lot of guys don't like to put the bow up after the season. They like to go hunt exotics. I'm one of those guys. Killed a big, nice axis deer last year and a fallow deer the year before that. Some of our better-tasting exotics, Joe, would be what?
I would put axis deer at the top of the list, which you would probably agree with as far as pure meat, getting steaks and stuff like that back from. And Nelgai's another one. I mean, those are the two best eating exotics there are. When you get into the fallows and the sikas and the black buck and stuff like that, they're a little more gamey, and the meat's a little bit darker than normal. So,
some of that darker, gamier meat, what can we do to take that gamey out? What can you guys do for us with our fallow deer, for example? What do you recommend?
The fallow we usually do more spicy stuff, even like an audit or something like that. The hot links and the Italians and anything smoked that's got a little bit of spice to it will kind of kick that a little bit, because we're mixing it with 85% lean pork, which takes away a lot of that. And once we get rid of the fat, that helps a whole bunch also.
When you come to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing, it's different than any other place I've ever been. I don't know how many places I've had a white-tailed deer taken care of in my lifetime. But the first time I came here, I said, wow, this is different. What makes you guys different?
We know what to take away from the deer to make it the very best. And that means get rid of all the blood that's on it, all the fat that's on it. And it's hard to season raw meat, and that's what we're really, really good at. Our bacon wrap fillets are probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to a wild game piece of meat that's out there. And it doesn't matter what it is. You could serve it to anybody and they'll say, wow, that's a great fillet, but it's wild game.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I thought you were lying to me the first time I took my Cinnamon Creek bacon wrap fillets home. It was a white-tailed deer. I said, we're eating beef. Joe's pulled the wool over our eyes. It's amazing. There's zero wild taste in anything I've ever dropped off with you.
Yeah, I think because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit, and everybody, if you'll cook them just like a regular fillet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference. I've done it to hundreds of people.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Masacchio with Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
The booming call of a wild tom turkey is an irresistible siren song for spring hunters who thrill to the challenge of talking turkey with a bird that talks back. You call, the gobbler answers. You call again, and the bird responds. Maybe he's closer this time. Interpreting the timbre of his voice and charting his movements through the verdant woods is the essence of spring hunting. Many veteran hunters would rather work a loquacious tom and have him drift away than to have a gobbler stroll silently into shotgun range. What is this nebulous auditory thread that connects a turkey to a turkey hunter? Turkeys gobble in the spring to attract hens for breeding. That's why turkey calling is so often frustrating. In nature, it's the male that does the calling and the hens come to him. By reversing the roles, spring hunters are trying to trick Mother Nature, not to mention one of her more alert creatures. If a turkey is successful at collecting a harem at daylight, he may cease gobbling and save his energy for breeding, according to the National Wild Turkey Federation's James Earl Kinnemer, one of the nation's renowned turkey authorities. A turkey is not inclined to abandon a harem of cooperative hens to search out what sounds like a single hen that's too stubborn to find him. Though the primary purpose of gobbling is to attract hens, Kinnemer believes the challenging call of a boss bird also intimidates subordinate gobblers. We're not certain what role gobbling plays in domination, but we know that turkeys develop a distinct pecking order, and gobbling helps keep subordinate birds in their place, says Kinnemer. In the spring, you'll often find two or more gobblers hanging together. One is the dominant bird that does most of the gobbling and all of the mating. DNA tests have confirmed that the second gobbler in the duo is usually the dominant turkey's brother. Like African lions or cheetahs, turkeys form brotherhood alliances. Two gobblers working together can fight off rivals. Never mind that only one of the birds does the breeding. The arrangement must be frustrating for the subordinate brother, but at least the family genes are passed along. There's no question, however, that the frustration builds for subordinates. That's why, when you shoot a dominant gobbler, the other bird will often jump on his fallen brother, unleashing a lifetime of pent-up resentment. I've occasionally used a gobbler tube to challenge gobblers that are hung up and refuse to come closer. When shaken, the gobble tube sounds like a gobbler. I use it by first yupping like a hen, then following with a gobbling sound. If the turkey I'm trying to work is dominant, the tactic sometimes pushes him over the edge and he comes on a run. Making sounds like a rival male can backfire if the turkey is not the dominant bird in the area. I've used a gobble tube on a hung-up bird and made him stop gobbling and run the other way. Interpreting turkey sounds is an important skill for any spring hunter. Turkey gobbles are muffled by dense woods or rolling hills. Turkey gobbling from a roost tree can be heard from a long distance. Once the bird flies down, his calls are more muted. A turkey that's facing you when he gobbles will sound much closer than the same bird that calls when facing in the opposite direction. One of the most common errors made by novice hunters is to try and get too close to a gobbling turkey. Acutely alert, the bird sees or hears something he doesn't like and the game is over. Talking turkey to a spring gobbler works best when you understand the language.
Hey, everybody's old mountain man. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure enough thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Purina Pro Plan, we know that for a lot of you, your field trial and test season has come to an abrupt and early stop. We feel it as well. But we're all in this together, including our bird dogs. This is an uncertain time, and here at Pro Plan, we're doing everything we can to make sure your dogs will have nutritious Pro Plan performance formula in the weeks and months ahead. We're working in our U.S. plants, keeping a safe distance from each other to make the various Pro Plan formulas that fuel your champion and continue to provide industry-leading quality and safety checks at every step with every batch. We know that increased demand has led to some empty shelves, and we'll continue working hard to make sure that you can find Pro Plan products on shelves and online. And we're sending pet food and support to our shelter partners who are working hard as well. Hey, thanks for choosing Pro Plan. We appreciate you.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
At Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas, we've been doing it right for 30 years now.
We hold ourselves to a higher standard when it comes to producing all the meat that your animal will yield in only the cleanest and most sanitary facility.
And all your meat will be vacuum sealed, airtight to preserve the fresh flavor.
With more than 40 fresh and smoked recipes handed down generation to generation in the Mazzocchio family, your family will love it. From breakfast sausages to taco meat and tamales.
Our jerky won the Bass Pro Shop Best Jerky Award 3 out of 4 years.
Your wife is going to love what we do with your wild game at Cinnamon Creek. Our products are sampled and approved by wives and kids.
From day one, we've held ourselves to a higher standard at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. And over the past 30 years, the quality of our foods have never changed.
We work extended hours during hunting season, so drop by the website at ccrwildgameprocessing.com for details.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas. More than 30 years of family recipes that we enjoy sharing with your camp. CCRWildGameProcessing.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
the kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
Hey, I mentioned earlier that today is opening day for spring turkeys in the northern half of the great state of Texas. So as soon as we wrap it up here, I'm headed that way. I'm going to try to bag a big old gobbler that I've actually been seeing on a trail camera. He's been a pretty regular visitor here lately, and I want to see if he'll visit me today. Also, in Florida, you guys have been hunting them for a while. Season's opening up in some places across the country, been open for a week or two in others, and still yet others of you have a little more time to wait. But one thing all of us have in common that enjoy hunting turkeys, and that is the thrill of this challenging hunt. Turkeys have incredible eyesight. I've actually had birds notice me blink before, and it spooked them away. You got to be super still. But if you wait it out and things work right, you can enjoy that great fried turkey dinner tonight along with the mashed potatoes and gravy. Ooh, it's hard to beat. Maybe you've killed a lot of birds with your trusty old 12-gauge, your grandpa's 20, but how about a 410? Have you ever taken that challenge? These are tough birds. Is it even possible to hunt them with a 410? Well, you bet it is. My friend Linda Powell with Mossberg joins me now. Hey, Linda, welcome back.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to talk to you. Are you practicing your social distancing these days?
I am. I'm working right at home.
Well, there you go. Hey, springtime, spring turkey season is here. It's one of my favorite. Well, it probably is my favorite time of year. Is it fall? Is it spring? I love them all, but man, spring is so special because not only are the big bass spawning, Linda, but the turkeys are gobbling and the world is coming alive. I know you enjoy turkey hunting and springtime is a special time.
I do. I'd rate it right up there. I've always said I'm a big game hunter, but my kind of equal love is for turkey hunting. I just, like you, it's spring. I think it's spring and being able to get back out and the whole outdoors is waking up, and just to be part of that is pretty special.
It is very special. And if you've hunted turkeys all of your life, maybe you've killed dozens of turkeys, lots and lots of turkeys, and never done it with a 410, hey, spice up your turkey hunting this spring because Mossberg has a little 410 that you need to get your hands on. And I know, Linda, before we start talking about this gun, I know a lot of people are raising their eyebrow right now saying, yeah, sure, kill that turkey with a 410. You're just going to wound the bird and he's going to run off. Hey, it's a different world these days, isn't it?
It is, and I think that's kind of what surprises people. We started seeing the trend, gosh, several years ago with going to 20-gauge, and I think people pretty well embraced that because that didn't seem to be a big step going from 12 to 20 for turkeys. But when you say 410, you're right. A lot of people kind of look at you and wonder, but there's been such tremendous advancements in shot shell technology, with the TSS and other loads that just deliver energy at ranges that we never anticipated, particularly in these smaller gauges.
Yeah, and just so many advantages to having one of these in your gun safe. First of all, let's talk about this little offering that you guys have at Mossberg, either in a pump or a semi-auto, because there are different needs for different age groups, different hunters. Everybody has their own deal, but you guys have built a 410 that is absolutely built for turkeys.
Exactly. You know, we based it on our 500 pump action, which I'm sure everybody's probably familiar with. There are more than 12 million of them out there in the marketplace now. But just, you know, reliable, dependable pump action. Again, 410 bore. I think a couple of the key features here is it comes with interchangeable choke tubes or the ability to do that. The gun itself comes with an extra full extended turkey choke. But again, kind of going hand in hand with those new loads, there are a lot of people making aftermarket choke tubes. So you can kind of play around and find what works best in your gun. It does have a 26-inch barrel length. It has a fiber optic front sight, but we also drill and tap the receiver. So with the addition of a rail, you can put optics on this and makes it a great gun, you know, for maybe a newer turkey hunter that could use the advantage of having an optic on it, or for someone like myself that's a little bit older that has eyes that aren't as good as they used to be, I put an optic most of the time on my turkey gun as well. You know, and it's a lightweight package too, so maybe if you're talking about a younger shooter or just some of us who don't want to carry that extra weight of a 20 or 12 gauge out in the field, it just makes a great lightweight platform that can perform. You know, I hear stories, you know, I'd say comfortably you can use this gun, you know, 30 to 40 yards, but I've heard stories with the 410 of people even reaching out further than that with the right conditions.
Wow. That, I was going to ask you about distance and what you guys have seen with this gun and the ammo that we have offered up to us these days. So, guys, there you go. If you have never killed a turkey with a 410, you might want to take a look at the Mossberg 500 410 turkey. Do you have any hunts lined up this spring, Linda? Are you going to get out and go sit in the woods?
Well, you know, I had a couple that I've had to put on the back burner, unfortunately, you know, traveling out of state, but hopefully we'll get out here at home. Our season's closely approaching, so my hope is to hunt some here around in my own backyard, even though I won't get to travel around to some other locations this year.
There you go. Yep, make sure you get out. That's the key. Mossberg offers not only a pump in 410, but a little semi-auto as well, which might be just exactly what someone maybe that's been shooting for a while, maybe they're older and more accustomed shotguns, might be exactly what they need, Linda.
It is. You know, I'd encourage people to look at our SA line. That's SA for semi-auto. We have a dedicated 410 turkey gun in that as well. The beauty of it is you get even less recoil. And for people who maybe like a quicker follow-up shot if needed, you know, you've got the advantage of a semi-auto there as well. Again, comes with a 26-inch barrel, has interchangeable choke tubes, also comes with an extra full extended choke tube. This one has a fiber optic ghost ring front sight, which is really nice. If you choose not to put optics on, just a little bit easier to pick that up. But again, very easy to add optics to this as well. And both guns, I didn't mention this, come fully camouflaged in Mossy Oak's Bottomland pattern, which is really just a great pattern that blends in with a variety of surroundings. So, you know, good choices there, whether you want, you prefer a pump action or a semi-auto. And, you know, suggested retails, we hadn't talked about that, but prices range from about, I was going to say just under $500 for the pump action, and, you know, a little higher, maybe around $600 to $650 for the semi-auto.
Very nice. Very affordable. And, of course, built into every one of these is that Mossberg quality that we've known of for 101 years now. Hey, Linda, always good to talk to you. Guys, grab yourself a Mossberg 410 and go kill a turkey this spring. Stay well, Linda, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, and good luck to you this spring out in the woods.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that. Still to come today on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, I've asked my friend Corey Mason, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club, to join me, and he's going to do that in just a few more minutes to talk about how this COVID pandemic around the globe is affecting conservation and the hunting industry. Outfitters, it's a devastating blow. Master Chef John Bonnell joins us from the Camp House Kitchen. He's going to talk about taking that tom turkey out of the pasture and onto the plate. For you rifle shooters, Larry Wysoon is talking about spending your money on glass as opposed to gun. And then finally, BBKO radio pro Gary Klein will join us from his home talking about his favorite way to fish the spawn. And for you bass guys, you know how Gary likes to fish that spawn. He's the king of the flipping stick. It's all still to come at BBKO Radio. Thanks. Appreciate you being here.
Hey, everybody. Boy,
you blew that one. Let's try that again from the top, Gerald.
That really sucked. Hey, everybody. It's professional bass angler Gerald Swindle from Hayden, Alabama. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it or I'm using the bathroom. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Well, not the using the bathroom part.
Well, sometimes outdoors, that's the place to be.
Camped on the ground and in five-star lodges. but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Camp House here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Really glad you're here. I think with this COVID deal going around the planet, a lot of people are going to be really interested in some different things that maybe they've never spent much time in before, or any at all. Gun sales lately, through the roof. People wanting to learn how to defend themselves, so that's good. But along with choosing the right pistol, rifle, or shotgun, comes choosing the right training and safety to go along with it. After the rush on our grocery stores, I think there's going to be a huge interest in learning how to hunt and fish and put food on the table for the family. Clean, nutritious, wild game. We're going to focus on that more here at BBKO Radio. How to go out and shoot a turkey, which, by the way, a wild bird is better than a butterball. It's full of flavor. Catch a stringer of crappie, some of the finest tasting, cleanest fish on planet Earth. And a lot of people don't even know how wonderful freshwater fish can be. If that's you, there's a whole new world waiting for you. And we're really happy to share all that we know with you. We've had a little cold front pass through North Texas. That's probably going to slow our turkeys down just a little bit. But, man, the other day before the front, I was having the time of my life. I was fishing a little lake that's not more than 300 acres, small, but it's chock full of bass. No giants. I caught a 315 that day, flipping a Berkeley Max Scent creature hog up along the dam, just real shallow and popping it back a time or two, and they were just nailing it, having a ball, catching spawning fish, and just down from the dam, not 200 yards from me, somewhere in the thick woods, an old gobbler, and they're just gobbling his head off. He was on fire. What a great day it was. Out with my son and my granddaughter, catching those old bass and listening to the turkeys gobble. I love springtime. Hey, listen, if you have a little cabin fever, you've been cooped up there at home because of the COVID, and, well, like all of us, you'd really enjoy a trip outside. You can do that virtually these days, and that's sometimes a big help for a few minutes anyway. Come see me at bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com, and take a look at these two videos we posted from the state of Wyoming. One of them is a Game and Fish trail camera getting a good look at normal life on the Laramie Peak Wildlife Habitat Management Area. Lots of different critters on this video, but it focuses on bighorn sheep and their daily activities up high in the mountains. Pretty cool. Another video that we have posted, also from Wyoming, is an incredible pronghorn migration. A large portion of the Medicine Bow pronghorn herd migrates north out of Shirley Basin into the Bates Hole in the winter, but their progress is slowed by pasture fences and highway right-of-way fences that are not a wildlife-friendly design. On this video, hundreds of pronghorn are shown. Hundreds are shown crossing because it's one of the few locations with a large enough gap to cross under that also has a similar gap on the other side of the road. You'll get a kick out of this video. Did you know I was talking to a biologist up there a few years ago in Wyoming? Wyoming has more pronghorn than the rest of the world combined. Amazing numbers. President Trump's newly updated Department of Homeland Security guidance echoes what the NRA has been arguing in court, that firearms and ammunition retailers are critical infrastructure. And on March 28th, DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency updated its guidance on the critical infrastructure that the agency determined should remain open during the state shutdown orders due to COVID. Yes, that means your gun and ammo store should remain open through all of this. In Texas, pro-Second Amendment State Representative Dustin Burroughs out of Lubbock, he's a Republican, requested an opinion from Attorney General Ken Paxton on whether city and county officials can prohibit the sale of firearms through an emergency order or declaration by by excluding firearm manufacturers and retailers as essential businesses. General Paxton and the state of Texas straightened that right up, prohibiting municipalities and counties from adopting regulations related to the transfer of and commerce in firearms in these emergency, stay-at-home, or shelter-in-place orders. And they may not regulate or restrict the sale of firearms. Purina Pro Plan. Hey, there's plenty on the shelves, and they're working hard at the Pro Plan plants across the U.S. to make sure that there's plenty of Pro Plan performance formula or whatever formula best suits your dog. When you visit the store of your choice or push your online shopping cart around. Pro Plan. We're in this together, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Hey, we're going to take a little break, stretch our legs, but when we come back, the executive director of the DSC, the Dallas Safari Club, Corey Mason, is going to join us and talk to us about how COVID is affecting the hunting industry worldwide, conservation worldwide. Plus, Larry Wysoon is going to help us buy a new rifle scope, and John Bonnell is going to help us cook that wild turkey. Plus, we're fishing the spawn with my buddy Gary Klein. It's all coming up.
This is professional angler Rick Klun. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoorsmen and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com, 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than 2 decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7 foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at lewes.com or mrcrappie.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
You know those great sounds you hear from a pre-sunrise deer stand and the smell of spring in the turkey woods? We do too. This camp house is home to the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Hi, I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. I'm here to say thank you for making the 2020 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo another tremendous success. Because of your attendance, banquet ticket or auction bid, wildlife around the globe will truly benefit. Keep up with DSC at biggame.org.
My friend Corey Mason is the executive director of the Dallas Safari Club. Normally, I'd just make a quick run over to your office, Corey, and we'd sit down and have a conversation, but times are different now. We're all in lockdown.
That's right, Billy. Good to talk to you. Yeah, we are sheltering in place right now.
Yes, we are. How many flies have you tied in the past two or three weeks since you've been forced to stay in your home?
I wish I could tell you that was a whole lot, but I would be lying. I should tell you the number of bags that I filled with leaves that I've raked is a whole lot more.
There you go. Yeah, we can catch up on some of those things now. And it's a shame that we're having to do war. Our president said it right. We're at battle with this virus that's circling the globe, and it's affecting us. The onion peels back more and more every day, and we see new ways that this is affecting us. I'm going to ask you to put on your biologist hat for one question here. 3 weeks ago, just days ago, we didn't know anything about coronavirus. Now we know a little more, but there's a lot more to learn. And I've not heard anything, Corey, about this being transmitted through our wildlife or our fishes. Have you heard any conversation about that at all?
I have not. And at this point in time, I don't see that being the issue, nor no pet. It clearly would be one of the biggest issues for people, residential people as well. So no, from the biological perspective, from the human pet interaction, I think that is at least at this point unknown and not of a concern.
Yeah. Okay. And I bring that up and say that because that's what we deal with, wild places and wild animals, wild critters all over the globe. And this pandemic obviously reaches to even the most remote spaces of this planet. And I've had people ask that and wonder and email me, hey, is this transmittable to critters? Is that something that we as conservationists need to be aware of? And no evidence there whatsoever so far. But what it will affect is our conservation efforts, our hunting and fishing trips that we have planned coming up. There's a major financial impact to what's going on now.
Yeah, major impact. I've spent the last probably 2 weeks, certainly the last week, very heavily focused on talking to our association partners, and that's just locally here in North America, through Canada, and then all over the world as well, and talking to those associations, trying to get an understanding from them as to what their travel policies are like, and then more specifically, what conservation impacts this will have on them and is having specifically. And then secondarily, reaching out to our, you know, grant recipients, et cetera, and seeing what they need, because it is having very specific impacts, again, both on associations, obviously being the aggregation of many individual members, as well as members on the ground that are doing conservation practices and are, you know, on the front lines.
Yeah, what are some of the comments that you're hearing back from those folks as you talk to them? Are they hopeful? Are they fearful? Are they having to close the doors right now?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, like now I've been on the phone with New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and Africa
and a number of those countries, it depends on where you are, that their seasons have already been awash, or there's been so many flight issues, boundary closures, country boundaries when I say that, and then as well as just people's cause of concern. And so one of the big, if you will, points is the fact of really advising good communication back to the outfitter, whoever that might be around the world, to the individual, to make well-informed decisions and not making hasty, ill-informed decisions to cancel a trip when in 30 days or 60 days or 90 days it will very likely be just fine and advisable in a safe condition to be able to make that trip. And so, number one, that's one of the big asks that's coming out of those associations of the world, is for people to not make ill-informed decisions that will have irreparable damage to the conservation community. Because as a reminder, you know, if you're in Canada and you're paying the government to lease a concession, a large block of land, or you're in Africa or in Spain where you're leasing it from a local community, a mountain range to maybe hunt ibex, those dollars are solely relied upon from the hunters coming to them to be able to pay those fees to continue to maintain those habitats in wildlife, as wildlife habitats in wild places. And secondarily, in addition to that, you know, those hunters' dollars are continuously needed to fund all the anti-poaching effort and all those kind of projects that take place in Africa. And in the absence of the hunters' dollars, those outfitters and operators, they continue to fund that. Those fees do not stop, you know, so they need hunters' dollars to be able to make that model work.
Mm. Yeah, the ripple down effect of coronavirus in Texas, New York, California, the U.S. goes directly into the huts of Africa. It affects everyone around the globe because that virus is here, and people cancel a trip. A family doesn't have what they need down the road halfway around the planet. It's an amazing, amazing study when you take a look at it. You kind of answered my next question, and that was, what would you say to that person that has a trip scheduled for this fall, and they watch the news, and it's a scary deal, and this thing, the numbers are just growing every day, Corey?
Yeah, it is, and, you know, and you have the shock factor from the news as well, and I don't say that in a negative way, but it can be overwhelming. You know, it's the opportunity and the need to step back from that and get good information, and no discredit to the news media, such as what you see on, you know, said channel on TV, but sometimes there's a lot of information there, and it's hard to sift through facts versus perceptions and then personal biases that come from that. Rather, to go to the source, go to CDC, go to the U.S. State Department to get good information on travel advisories, the true health risk and the status of the particular virus around the world, and then to be able to make a well-informed decision. Again, to not make a ill-informed or a hasty decision to cancel a trip that may be in July, you know, to say, you know, Africa, for example. But those trips that should occur into the fall, if it's a North American trip, you know, at this point in time, there's no reason whatsoever to think that that should be impacted in any way at all. But rather, those summer trips are the ones that people are sort of scratching their head about. I was, again, talking to British Columbia, and their spring seasons are essentially lost, their spring fishing season as well. And so that's a huge significant hint, not only to the outfitters that operate and maintain those places as wild places, but then the government fees, the regulatory fees, all of those kinds of things that go into conservation proper, into provincial governments, state governments, et cetera. And so, to your point, there is a huge trickle-down effect on someone that chooses to cancel a trip in which they've already paid for or planning for.
Yeah, and the other side of the coin, if you've been considering that hunt of a lifetime, boy, right now might be the absolute best time of your life to talk to an outfitter about a trip this fall or maybe next spring. I bet they're really willing to do some business right now.
That's a great point, and they need the dollars, you know, because unfortunately they will have some cancellations out of people that simply can't move things around in busy schedules, and they can't postpone for 30 days or 2 months or whatever it might be. And those outfitters and operators will certainly be willing to work with you because they certainly need the business.
You bet they do. Well, Corey, I know you get tired of looking at the same four walls around you there, but just know this, we're all in the same boat together right now, but 'tis a season, my friend, and it will pass.
That's exactly right. It will pass, and we will come out stronger.
Yep. Corey Mason, Executive Director of the DSC. So you're going to go turkey hunting today, huh? Of course, if it's legal and the season is open there where you chase turkeys. Well, what are you going to do with that big bad bird once you get him down on the ground? Got a video for you on how to remove the breast meat from that turkey at bbkoradio.com. And MasterChef John Bonnell, he's going to show us what to do with that bird after we remove that breast meat. Gary Klein is fishing the spawn with us, too, a little bit later on. You know he's got that big flipping stick in his hand. And some pretty good instruction to go along with it. It's all coming up.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder, Outdoors.
There's a Marksman Firearms store near you, with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman Firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range, and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com. I learned years ago that nobody but nobody can make wild game taste better than my friend Joe Masacchio and Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. I also learned years ago that I need to keep a feral hog in my freezer at all times because Joe works magic with them.
Well, basically, you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good, and people don't think so. But, you know, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller. And then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. They take less than 4 minutes to cook them in a microwave, or you can steam them. But if you steam them, it's just like you just made them. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, you know, brats, all that kind of stuff.
After your successful hog hunt, it's got to be Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CCR WildGameProcessing.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit Joshua Creek. As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail, places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
Tailing redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big time turkeys running to your call. A massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at biggame.org.
Hey, you can catch DSC on the Pursuit Channel as well with DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon. My buddy Larry Wysoon is one of the hosts on that show. Larry, always good to have you in camp with us here. And let's talk about something. If it's time for you to invest in that new deer rifle, that new long gun, think it all the way through. Think about what you're going to top that rifle with as well, and then put your budget together. You might be a whole lot better off spending less on the gun and more on the optic. Do you agree with that, Larry Wysoon?
I really do. With the rifles that we have these days, I mean, as you know, I do things with Ruger, and I love the Ruger guns, and I love the Ruger American rifle, and now they're available within, if you're hunting elk, in a 300 Win Mag as well, too. You can buy those rifles for $400 or less. Extremely accurate, extremely functional, lightweight. Well, that, I love the fact that that allows me to spend a little bit more money than I normally might on optics. Yeah. And to me, as you just mentioned, optics are paramount. I mean, Hornady builds all kinds of great ammo that shoots well in almost every gun. But when it comes down to optics, you really want to kind of shop around a little bit and try to get the very best optic that you can in terms of the dollars. Don't go cheap. You know that it's quality glass, and you know that those are very rugged and dependable, and that's very important. You can spend a little bit of money on a scope, and next thing you know, you kind of beat it around a bit. Okay, you lose your point of zero, and I have literally tried to destroy them to see what would happen, and I've not been able to do that. I've dropped them on the rocks, and I've dropped them on the ground. I've dragged them behind a vehicle, bouncing back and forth, and having shot them beforehand and afterwards, and they shoot the same spot where they did to start with. Yeah. With some of the other scopes that are out there, you might lose the optics out of the inside. The crosshairs will be all, you know, in one side of the scope, but it really counts. And same thing with binoculars. I mean, if you spend, I don't hardly go to the woods without a binocular. I'll use eight or ten, but I much prefer the ten. And even if I'm hunting in really thick woods, I'm going to use that binocular because it allows me to look for that little bitty movement. Maybe, you know, maybe an ear, maybe a tine or something like that. So spend your money very wisely, not only on your scope, but also on a good pair of binoculars or a good binocular as well.
Just see how it gathers light. Those low light conditions, many, many, many times, I'd say 50% of the time, your shot's going to come very last legal daylight to shoot, or maybe first legal daylight to shoot. And boy, if you've got a glass that'll gather light and is coated properly, that count.
You're exactly right. I mean, again, it just distresses the need of anybody. I don't care if, never look at it always use a binocular to look at different things. Don't use your rifle scope. Don't ever point your rifle at something that you're not really sure already what it is, because it may be me.
Right.
And I don't like people having pointing things like that at me. So, you know, get a good binocular. I mean, it makes all the difference in the world. If you have a bad binocular, not only you're not going to be able to see, if you sit there for any amount of time in glass, you're going to have a bad headache.
Yeah.
So you're much better off just spending a little bit more. Buy a Ruger American rifle, save a little money there, take that money and put it into an optic.
Yep, $400 rifle that's going to last you, your kids, and your grandkids on out and shoot as accurately at the end as it does when you pick it up off the shelf. I got to tell you a quick story. This has been 20 years ago. I was hunting deer in the Capitan Mountains in New Mexico. I was on public land. It snowed 9 or 10 inches the night we came in, set up camp. We camped right there and got up the next morning, and I went out on this public land where I knew I was going to have it all to myself because the weather was just horrible. And the sun came up, Larry, and I bet you there was 18 orange vests scattered across this valley. That white snow made them show up. I just wondered that morning how many guys are looking at me through a rifle scope, a loaded rifle right now. If you have the best rifle scope in the world, congratulations. You heard the man say you need a binocular as well.
Yes, you do. Don't ever look at somebody or something that you're not certain of with a rifle scope.
Well, that's exactly right. Thank you very much. Larry Wysoon. Check him out on the Pursuit Channel with DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon. Well, let's move it on over to the Camp House Kitchen right now, where Master Chef John Bonnell is going to talk to us about what to do with that wild turkey. I know you love them, John.
Oh, it's one of my favorite bourbons, but the bird is pretty good too, man. I'm telling you.
I'll have to try that sometime. How do you prepare your turkey, your wild turkey?
Well, my favorite way, and we do this for Thanksgiving every year, but it's also great for the spring turkey season, is I take the whole bird, pluck it and gut it, and I brine it overnight. Think about the same way you'd brine your regular Thanksgiving turkey. Give that wild bird a brine, and you can get some flavor in there, but more importantly, you get more moisture in there. I put it on the smoker with pecan wood chips for about 2.5 hours. That makes the breast tender and juicy, and it's fantastic. The legs will need to cook longer. The breast will be great after a few hours on the smoker, but the legs, put them in a soup pot with onions, carrots, and celery. Let them simmer with the lid on for another 2 to 3 hours, then pick the meat off, and the legs are just as flavorful and great.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people actually waste the legs on a wild turkey. They only consume the breast, but because those legs are different than a butterball in the store. These legs have been used to travel many miles in that bird's life. The butterball has been contained in not using his legs as much, so they're a little bit tougher and they need to be treated differently.
That's right. They just happen to be leaner and they've got, you know, a lot of tendons in there. But if you cook them long and slow with plenty of moisture, like in a soup pot, or if you're going to stew them, let them go long enough and the meat will just fall right off the bone. You can pick out all the tendons and bones, and the meat can be some of the most flavorful ever. It's wonderful stuff.
And by the way, if you have a turkey problem at your ranch and you need some help thinning the herd a little, John and I are both, we're available right now, huh?
At your service.
Yeah, just let us know and we will be there. You know what I like to do personally with my turkey breast, my wild turkey breast, John, is thin slice it, maybe 3/4 inch, and chicken fry it. I love it, chicken fry.
Man, fried turkey, you talk about something the kids will love, and I've got a great recipe for that one in John Bonnell's Texas Favorites. If you want the book, that's great. If not, just email me at bonnellstexas.com, ask for the fried turkey tenders, and I'll send you a recipe. I give them all away. Fried turkey is a can't-miss with anything from friends, adults, kids. It's a great one.
Hey, you are involved every year in helping out a very special charity, and the Boot Campaign is very lucky to have John Bonnell on their team. Tell folks a little bit about the Boot Campaign.
Well, the Boot Campaign was started by some military wives who decided that people needed to know more about how hard it is for military guys to get back into life after combat duty. So we raise awareness, but more than that, we raise money and we help soldiers in any way that they need once they finished combat tours, get back to regular life. The biggest event that we help support is one that my brother and I and Dan Roberts helped put together. It's called the Redneck Triathlon, and don't worry, it requires no cardio of any kind. We're talking shooting, fishing, and golf.
Right. Now, I visited this event last year. We did some taping out there. I show up, and here's Master Chef John Bonnell. I'm accustomed to your beautiful chef outfit, and you're wearing a wife beater, number one. I barely recognized you.
As the first wife beater I've ever put on. I didn't know they only came in a six-pack, but best $2.19 ever spent.
Yep, there you go. And you were actually in charge of a clay shooting event there that was not a normal Sporting Clays event.
Well, we shot more than just clay. There were a few clays out there. We shot some rolls of toilet paper. We shot some full beer cans. We have a good time with this one. It's all lighthearted, but the money goes to a great, great cause. It's the Redneck Triathlon, and the money supports the boot campaign.
Excellent. Thank you, John, and thank you for watching out for our very best men and women. Appreciate that. Hey, if you are headed for the Turkey Woods today, and you're fortunate enough to have that old gobbler answer your call, be careful not to overcall. When we get excited and that old gobbler's answering every time, we have a tendency just to keep talking to him. He knows where you are. He knows you're there. And he'll come looking for you if you'll just play hard to get a little bit. Wait him out, then serve him up next to the mashed potatoes.
Folks, this is Jay Novacek. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
It's legal to hunt great species like axis deer, black buck, and Aldad sheep in the summertime. Don't miss out on this great opportunity to harvest wonderful memories and great-tasting wild game. Here's the key, though. Make sure you take your harvest to Joe Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
I would put axis deer at the top of the list as far as pure meat, and Nelgai's another one. I mean, those are the two best eating exotics there are. When you get into the fallows and the sikas and the black buck and stuff like that, they're a little more gamey, and the meat's a little bit darker than normal, even like an Audette or something like that. The hot links and the Italians and anything smoked that's got a little bit of spice to it will kind of kick that a little bit, because we're mixing it with 85% lean pork, which takes away a lot of that. And once we get rid of the fat, that helps a whole bunch also.
I mean it when I say that no one treats wild game like Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CCR, wildgameprocessing.com.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at vineyardscampground.com. That's vineyardscampground.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. North Fork Resort Trout Dock in North Fork, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner. Together, creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. to the hunter, this world's most honest steward. These fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
We knew you were coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we like to look down the road 20, 50, and 100 years and see clear running water full of trout, majestic sheep in high snowy places, and grassy mountain valleys filled with elk. We also picture a hunter in that valley and a fisherman in that stream. Just like Theodore Roosevelt 100 years ago, the work that we do today is terribly important. BigGame.org.
Yes, it is. Hey, this corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Guys, if you've got a hard-working bird dog at home, feed them what the champions are fed. And that's Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. Now, I know that's a hot fuel, but the best advice I can give you is feed it year-round, even in the summer. Just cut back on the amount that you feed in the summer. Your dogs are using less at that time. Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula is at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores. Atwoods is in Texas and Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. Let's jump on that Big Billy Kender Outdoors trot line now and head out west of Weatherford, Texas, out near the great town of Thurber, historic town of Thurber, Texas, the old smokestack restaurant out there, to my buddy Gary Klein. He's out on his ranch doing exactly what our government officials have asked us to do, and that's not run around too much and stay at the house. Gary, good to have you back on the show, man.
Well, thank you, Billy. I enjoy having this conversation with you because every time you and I have a conversation, it always leads to really good stuff.
Yes, it does. We're going to start with the bad stuff first, though, and that's stage four of the Bass Pro Tour. We've had to delay it a little bit, postpone it a little. The world has come to a screeching halt, and with that, it brings difficulties. Even though you guys are socially distanced as you compete, there are other issues you have to deal with, right?
Well, exactly, and that's what, you know, from the outside, you know, looking in with our format, the environment that we compete on, all of that complies with CDC regulations. I mean, we have studied and studied it. The problem that we have is that on the business side of it, we have such a large footprint with all the traveling employees and everything that we have, it basically puts them in risk, airport or even just driving down the highway. So that was one of the main reasons why we had to back off, not the fact that, you know, the majority of the anglers were pretty excited about continuing to compete. But again, when you look at our field of 80, we're scattered East Coast, West Coast, North and South. So, you know, a lot of the anglers on the West Coast were having a different, they're in a different situation than, say, the anglers in the Midwest. So we just felt as a league, it was best just to postpone it.
Yeah, good idea. Outside of that, think about places to stay, places to eat. Where is potential, you know, virus going to be? It's every gas pump you reach for. So, yeah, good time to kind of pause and just go fun fishing a while. And that's what I want to do with Gary Klein today is go fun fishing. It's a fun time of year to catch spawning fish. What's your favorite way to catch them? And I think I know the answer to this before you even say it, Gary.
Well, I tell you, you know, Billy, you know me as well as anybody. I'm a shallow water angler. I love to fish, you know, around targets or in targets that I can see with my eyes with a flipstick in my hand. And, you know, that's one of the special things about this time of year is the fact that all of the fish now are moving shallow. Mother Nature's brought them shallow. They're moving up around the cover to actually lay their eggs. And you have a high percentage of the population now that becomes you know, up into that shallow water and becomes more accessible. So basically your odds just go up. I mean, you're going to have more fish in these areas. And one of the really cool things about this particular part of Texas is that over the last several weeks, we've had a tremendous amount of rain. So we've had a lot of historic, I don't want to say flooding, but we've had a lot of water running through PK. The entire lake's dirty. A lot of the other lakes around the Metroplex are very off-colored. And when you have off-colored warm water with the flipping technique, it becomes pretty special because now you can't see the fish. The fish are not really that spooky. You know, I love to flip 25-pound test Berkeley fluorocarbon and a big creature bait, something like our power bait. Our bunker hog is probably one of my favorites. And a green pumpkin, and I spruce it up with a little bit of chartreuse and, you know, kind of make it look like a bluegill. But without a doubt, this time of year with a flipstick in my hand and all these lakes that we have, that are relatively close to the Metroplex, is pretty special.
You bet. Hey, anytime you flip that jig up in that cloudy water and all of a sudden it starts swimming back at you, Gary, that feeling never gets old.
God, I caught a 6-pounder Sunday that, I mean, literally I made the pitch on the backside of a little brush in about 2 foot of water, and the entire piece of brush just, I mean, you're talking about move. And, you know, anytime you have movement like that, what it tells me as an angler that it's a larger fish, and they move real estate when they have to pivot their bodies to get to what just entered the water. So don't be in a hurry. Don't set by reaction, set by feel. And that's one of the hard things for a lot of anglers to get conditioned to, is most of us now, because of the equipment that we're fishing with is so much better now. Our lines are so much better. You know, our sense of feel actually makes an angler react quicker. And when you see something and react to it, it's a lot quicker than just taking a pause, lifting the rod up, and making sure the fish has it before you set the hook. But, hey, it basically stops your heart from beating. I mean, it's a pretty cool experience.
I think mine has stopped right now, just thinking about it. Hey, there are little clues that we can watch for as we're flipping down through those cattails or grass. Some of the lakes I like to fish are heavy cattails, heavy grass. If you're fishing along there and you see up ahead there a few feet that a couple of those cattails are moving while the others around them are not, that's a pretty good sign. You want to check that out.
Yeah, you want to make a really good presentation there. You know, and probably one of the key, I guess, really bits of information that I could give to one of the listeners or all of your listeners now, at this time of year when these fish move shallow to set up to spawn, just because you can't physically see the fish spawning, they spawn in dirty water just as well as they do in clear water. In fact, I feel that the fish in off-colored water are easier for me to catch because it's not real gin clear. But however, just one little tip is how you position the boat and how you ease down the bank with the trolling motor. The trolling motor is something, I don't care how quiet or whatever trolling motor you have, fish are aware of the movement. I mean, they know that there's something in the area. This is the time of year that I like to be real, what I kind of call creepy. I like to keep my trolling motor on a constant slow speed. Even though I can see something down the bank, I don't want to hurry up and get to it because these fish are set up in such shallow water. So I like to keep the trolling motor on a constant low speed and never take my foot off the switch until I set the hook. That just allows me to be a little bit more stealth-like, you know, when I'm up in the buck bushes, when I'm going down the real shallow banks, versus being real hard on the trolling motor, on, off, on, off, on, off. It seems like if I get real creepy, I can catch fish behind anybody at this time of year.
Gary, I'd love to talk to you more, but I am foaming at the mouth right now. I've got to go back up to the boat.
Well, I sure appreciate it, Billy. Like I said, anytime you and I have a conversation, at the end of the conversation, we're ready to go fishing.
Hey, we don't need much coaxing to begin with. Gary Klein has qualified for 30 Bassmaster Classics. He is one of the co-founders of Major League Fishing. Thanks, Gary. See you around, buddy. Hey, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house today. And I'd sure like to see you here next time around. Bring a buddy with you. Until then, wash your hands, and may God bless you and your bunch.